Payne is the garden guru. Hey, Len.
Hey, good afternoon, Brent.
We're thinking about planting a tree. It's probably that time of year, we hope. You have any suggestions?
It kind of depends on what you're after. If you're looking for a shade tree that grows fast and is going to cast a lot of shade, probably one of the fastest growing is cottonwood. But if you don't want a cottonwood, then I would recommend one of the two relatively new trees on the scene. They're both maples. One is called a sensation maple, and it's a sport of the box elder maple. The advantage to the sensation is it's sterile, so it does not produce any seed at all, and it's fast growing. And one of the big advantages is instead of turning yellow in the fall, it turns scarlet and orange. So that's a big plus. And the other relatively new maple is an autumn blaze maple. That's a cross between a silver maple and a red maple. So you get the benefit from the silver maple being a fast-growing tree and the benefit of the red maple giving you, again, that spectacular fall foliage. Now, ornamental trees, for instance, there's flowering crabapple, and they come in many different colors of pinks and reds and purples and white. There's also trees that bloom in the summer, like a catalpa has a large cluster of white flowers on them, or a golden rain tree that has clusters of yellow flowers on them. It's a very drought-tolerant tree also. That makes it a great one for our area. And then in the fall, the golden rain produces a cluster of little papery-looking Japanese lanterns. It really adds a lot of interest to the tree. Now, there's lots of varieties of flowering pear. Some of them grow tall and skinny for smaller yards, but most of them will grow about as wide as they get tall and cast a lot of shade. Now, what's nice about flowering pear is in the spring, before they leaf out, they'll be covered in white blossoms, and then through the summer, they'll have a real shiny green leaf, and then in the fall, they'll give you the burst of reds and oranges and mahogany-colored leaves like most other trees don't. Two of the most popular trees in this area, because they are so drought-tolerant, are both ash and locust, and we have several varieties of those to show you also. So let us show you all these shade trees and ornamental trees, then it'll be up to you to make a selection.
It seems like you probably have a fine selection of trees. Where are you located?
Well, we've got two locations in Santa Fe. One is at 304 Camino O'Leary, and the other at 715 St. Michael's Drive. And don't forget, Earth Day is coming up, and the theme for this year is to help end plastic pollution. So don't just throw your empty water bottle in the trash. Recycle it properly.
Lynn Payne is the Garden Guru. The Garden Guru is sponsored by Payne's Nurseries and Greenhouses.